Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast and broadcast number 735, episode 735. As always, it is so good to be with you today to encourage you to pray in times like these. Today I would like to begin by sharing with you, as is my custom, a poem on prayer titled Just a Whispered Prayer by George Webster. Just a whispered prayer and the load of care from the burdened heart is lifted, and a gleam of light makes the pathway bright, for the heavy clouds are rifted. Just a whispered prayer, and the load you bear, and the darkened path grow lighter. Wheresoever thou art, with a lifted heart, you will find your skies grow brighter. Just a whispered prayer, and a friend is there who can turn your grief to gladness. You can fill your days with the notes of praise. You can give your song for sadness. Who can give you song for sadness is more correct. Who can give you song for sadness? Do not travel on in darkness when you may walk in sunshine fair. You can find the light and the pathway bright by the aid of a whispered prayer. By the aid of a whispered prayer. Beloved, the simple purpose of this broadcast and podcast is to challenge you, encourage you, exhort you, and yes, even motivate you to simply just pray to God. This prayer motivator broadcast and podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer to God on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray. If I can get you, if I can encourage you, if I can challenge you, if I can motivate you, if you will, to simply just pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God by faith in God. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Psalm 4:1, which reads, "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer." Wow. Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. David addresses himself to God. Whether the sons of men to whom he is about to speak will hear or whether they will forbear, he hopes and prays that God will give him a generous audience and an answer of peace. "Hear me when I call and accept my adorations. Grant my petitions and judge upon my appeals. Have mercy upon me and hear me, all the notice. God is pleased to make, rather take of our prayers. God is pleased to take of our prayers and all the returns he is pleased to make to them must be ascribed not to our merit, but purely to his mercy. Hear me for thy mercy's sake is our best plea." David here pleads further, "Thou art the God of my righteousness." Not only a righteous God thyself, but the author of my righteous dispositions, who hast by the grace wrought that good that is in me, hast made me a righteous man. Therefore hear men, and so attest thy own work in me. Thou art also the patron of my righteous cause, the protector of my wronged innocency, to whom I commit my way, and whom I trust to bring forth my righteousness as the light. When men condemn us unjustly, this is our comfort. It is God that justifies. He is the God of a believer's righteousness. Beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote is from Alistair Begg. He said, "Prayer is an acknowledgement that our need of God's help is not partial but total. Yet many of our church prayer meetings have dwindled in size and influence. Ultimately, the explanation can be traced to spiritual warfare." Wow. Very true. "Ultimately, the explanation can be traced to spiritual warfare. If, as the hymn writer says, Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees, then we may be sure that he and his minions will be working hard to discredit the value of united prayer. The evil one has scored a great victory in getting sincere believers to waver in their conviction that prayer is necessary and powerful." And to that we say amen. My personal encouragement for you today is this: families are in need of a great amount of intercession. Even if your marriage and family seem strong right now, seek out those families in your community who are on the rocks and make it your mission to pray for them daily. Our prayer motivator devotional today is titled, "Prayer is Essential to Your Relationship with God." Part 7, from the fine book, The Weapon of Prayer, by E.M. Bounds. If you enjoy this podcast and if you benefit from it, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book that we are using in this podcast, The Necessity of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The Lord used the writings of E.M. Bounds to teach me the power of prayer when I was a young Christian, of course, after the Bible and great preaching and teaching. I found this set of books and began to read, and I assure you that his writings will be a blessing to your life as well. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, praying men are a necessity in carrying out the divine plan for the salvation of men. God has made it so. He it is who established prayer as a divine ordinance. And this implies men are to do the praying, so that praying men are a necessity in the world. The fact that so often God has employed men of prayer to accomplish his ends clearly proves the proposition. It is altogether unnecessary to name all of the instances where God used the prayers of righteous men to carry out his gracious designs. Time and space are too limited for the list. Yet one or two cases might be named in the case of the golden calf, when God purposed to destroy the Israelites because of their great sin of idolatry. At the time when Moses was receiving the law at God's hands, the very being of Israel was imperiled, for Aaron had been swept away by the strong popular tide of unbelief and sin. All seemed lost, but Moses and prayer became more efficient and wonder working in behalf of Israel than Aaron's magic rod. God was determined on the destruction of Israel and Aaron. His anger waxed hot. It was a fearful and a critical hour. But prayer was the levee which held back heaven's desolating fury. God's hand was held fast by the interceding of Moses, the mighty intercessor. Moses was set on delivering Israel. It was with him a long and exhaustive struggle of praying for 40 days and 40 nights. Not for one moment did he relax his hold on God. Not for one moment did he quit his place at the feet of God, even for food. Not for one moment did he moderate his demand or erase his cry. Israel's existence was in the balance. Almighty God's wrath must be stayed. Israel must be saved at all hazards. And Israel was saved. Moses would not let God alone. And so today we can look back and give the credit of the present race of Israel, the Jews, to the praying of Moses, to the praying of Moses centuries ago. Preserving prayer always wins. Let me repeat that. Beloved, persevering prayer always wins. God yields to importunity and fidelity. He has no heart to say no to such praying as Moses did. Actually, God's purpose to destroy Israel is changed by the praying of this man of God. It is but an illustration of how much just one praying is worth in this world and how much depends upon him. When Daniel in Babylon refused to obey the decree of the king not to ask any petition of any god or man for 30 days, he shut his eyes to the decree which would shut him off from his praying room and refused to be deterred from calling upon God from fear of the consequences. So he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day. And prayed as he had before done, leaving it all with God as to the consequences of thus disobeying the king. There was nothing impersonal about Daniel's praying. It always had an objective and was an appeal to a great God who can do all things. There was no coddling of self, nor looking after subjective or reflex influences. In the face of the dreadful decree, which is to precipitate him from place and power into the lion's den, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and gave thanks to God as aforetime. The gracious result was that prayer laid his hands upon an almighty arm, which interposed in that den of vicious, cruel lions, and closed their mouths, and preserved his servant Daniel, who had been true to him, and who had called upon him for protection. Daniel's praying was an essential factor in defeating the king's decree, and in discomfiting the wicked, envious rulers, who had set the trap for Daniel in order to destroy him and remove him from place and power in the kingdom. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. Please remember, the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast and broadcast. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we are weak and feeble, but we know that you're strong and mighty. And we thank you for your mercy, love, and grace, your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. Wash and cleanse our sins away in the precious blood of Christ. And Lord, we pray that you would fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, talk right, and do right, and to do your will. And not ours. Holy Father God, as we continue to pray, we pray together for over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior. We pray for the revival of the church. We pray for the healing of Christian families, salvation of families that don't know you as Savior. We pray for the healing of this nation. We pray for an awakening to take place. We pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, and missionaries across this country and around the globe. We also pray for salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental officials who run this country and all other countries. And now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for Saitam in South India. Provide food for his orphan children, prosper his gospel work. We pray for Charlene in Memphis, Tennessee, provide her with a new job and housing. We pray for Alfred, bless his son and draw him closer to you. Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you in their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm these in the faith and have them to grow in the faith, to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christian that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Nellie, Juan, and Maria. And now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Roja, Christopher, and Christian. Help them. Holy Father God, we commit all of these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.